Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of the movement known as Every Day is Saturday. It's great to have you. If you're a new listener, thanks so much. I really, really appreciate you stopping by. If you haven't subscribed to the show, what's up with that? Head on over to iTunes, click that subscribe button. Make sure that before you take your next breath, you have that subscription locked and loaded. It's the number one motivational podcast on the planet. And you can also go to everydaysaturday.com, click the podcast button, and right there, you can listen live. Well, you'll be live. It'll be a recording you'll be listening to. But we do a show every single day because we need, as the great Zig Ziglar said, if you're going to bathe every day, you got to listen to motivation every single day. It's that important. It's that important to your dream, and that's what I'm here for, quite honestly. And oh, by the way, don't you even dare think you're going to listen to this show and gravy train off the number one motivational message off the planet every single day, 365 days a year, and not leave a five-star review on iTunes? What? Ain't got time for that, man. We ain't got time. Get on over to iTunes, leave a five-star review, and then let me know you left it. I'll read it live on the air. We'll be besties. You'll be famous, known all over the interweb. Hey, let's talk about how much time you have in a day. I had my first mastermind session in probably close to 5 years yesterday. Gathered 12 to 13 entrepreneurial champions from all around the world on a live hangout. And we're going to do four of them, the mastermind session. If you want to be involved in my next mastermind session, just shoot an email or hit me up on Twitter. Email is sam@everydaysaturday.com. Twitter handle is @SamCrowley. Let me know. Just put mastermind in the topic. If you send me a tweet, you got 140 characters to get that point across. Sam, I want to be in your next mastermind. Coolio. We'll do it, man. We'll do it. We'll get you on. Did I just say Coolio? God, you can tell I got a teenage daughter. That's perfectly acceptable is what I meant to say. And we'll get you in the next mastermind session, okay? And we're going to hold this one goes on for the next 3 weeks. Right now it's April 30th, the last day of April, the fourth month of the year. We are one-third of the way through 2014. How's that New Year's resultation going? We don't do resolutions. We do resultations here. We want results, man. Get on the next mastermind. Today's podcast brought to you by Your Dream. What's going on with that dream? Oh, I don't have the time. This is what came up in the mastermind session. And by the way, I'm not taking a shot at anybody inside the mastermind session. It was an opportunity for everybody to be open and honest. And how are you ever going to, you know, if somebody's looking to mentor you, like in a group setting like this, or even one-on-one, why would you not be honest? And the honest input from more than one individual was, I don't have time, man. I got to find the time. Sam, you're asking me, I challenged them to do 1 hour of 3 hours, actually, of homework. It was very, you know, easy to do. I guess simple is one way of putting it. Anything is simple to do. Easy is another story, you know. And the objection that came out, I call it a smokescreen, from more than one individual, okay, was that I don't have the time. I get that. I used to think I didn't have the time either. You know, we all have 168 hours in the week, though. That's the one thing you really got to kind of wrap your mind around. Here's what you need to say. Whenever you find yourself saying, I don't have the time to work out, I don't have the time to eat healthy, I don't have the time to chase my dream right now, I don't have the time to learn how to do marketing online and offline, just say this, all right? That's not a priority to me. That's all. Just say, instead of saying, I don't have time to exercise, Sam, in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, just say this. My health is not a priority to me. Okay? Because that's what you're really saying. Hey, Sam, I don't have time to learn about internet marketing and putting together a sales funnel, landing pages, auto show. Cool. I get it. But don't say you don't have time. Just say, Sam, my dream is not a priority to me right now. That's all. Okay, cool. At least we're being. Can we just be honest? And so that's what I challenged people in the mastermind yesterday. And I'm challenging you as well to just be honest with yourself. You know, if you're just not doing what you need to do, you know what you need to do. Okay, let's not make this any more complicated than it needs to be. You know what it is you need to do. All right. I don't have time right now to eat healthy, okay? I don't have time to go to the store and shop for kale and cabbage and carrots and apples and bananas and organic bread and all that type of stuff, granola and almonds. I don't have time to do all that, Sam. I got to, okay, just say this. Sam, yo, what's up, man? Eating healthy isn't a priority to me. Okay, cool. But I'm not going to be paying your health bills, okay? I mean, I can't be responsible for your health care if eating healthy and going to the gym is not a priority to you. Your health is not a priority to me. Does that make sense? I mean, if it's not a priority to you, why the hell would it be a priority to me? And if your dream is not a priority to you, don't come to me with this. Don't come to anybody saying, I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't have any knowledge. We already talked about knowledge, okay? Can we get that? I think I've said that 8 billion times, that if you don't know the answer, go to www.google.com and find the answer. It's as simple as that. And you know another great place that I was just at for 90 minutes today? 90 minutes. I've said this before on the show. www.youtube.com. Okay, watching videos about how to make better videos. That's what I've been doing. And I've been shooting video for over 5 years, more than that, 8 years, because the stupid videos I was shooting on my Sony CyberShot in my side yard, I talked about this last week, running sprints frontwards and backwards, doing stupid videos. Oh, and I get great comments. Thomas Tadlock, buddy of mine, fitness. He's the vegan fitness muscle builder. Dude is bigger than a brick house, okay? And 100% vegan. He's awesome. Thomas Tadlock. So Thomas and I have been friends for a couple years now. I spoke at an event in LA. He came into my coaching program afterwards, and we've stayed in touch ever since. And Thomas has he has millions of views, for example, on YouTube. I was like, dude, what's the secret to millions of views on YouTube? Because I don't have millions of views on YouTube. He's like, oh, well, I had a guy tell me one time a couple years ago that shoot a video every day and post it to YouTube and you'll get a lot of views. It's like, no, really. I mean, you know, you see all these ebooks and all these programs. They got all these diagrams, flow charts, coaching, how to get more views. He goes, no. Shoot a video every day, put it on YouTube. I'm like, okay, well, sounds stupid, but that's what I teach. Stupidly simple. That's me, Sam Crowley. So I'm buying it. I believe it. And then I said, well, what video got you the most views? I can't even say this with a straight face. I was like, what? Oh, my side hurts. I just got back from the gym, man. My side hurts. I don't know why I'm laughing so hard. It's so stupid. But this is marketing, man. I mean, people make it so complicated. You know, it's like we go through every day and we think there's something, like there's this holy grail. It's because of what's been sold to you. You know, it's like all these idiot marketers out there, they're selling you that there's some secret potion. Now, look, I'm not talking about a higher education. I buy the marketing programs on how to market more on social media and personal development and things like that. I'm not talking about the upper echelon of marketing. I'm talking about these silly things that people want to make you believe that, you know, push button profits and up and running in a day and making millions and all that stuff. You know, it's just doesn't happen. But to create momentum doesn't take a lot. You know, it just doesn't take a lot. You got to get out of your own way and start having fun again. So I'm getting to the point about Thomas's video that got him the most views, but I'm gonna tell you that in a second. Just think about it, okay? Get out of your own way. You're your own biggest roadblock. You're the one that's standing in the way of your dream, and you're not even making it a priority. You know, you're making a list of everything you got to do today, and in nowhere in that list is your dream. Nowhere. No, you'll talk about it, you know. Here's what happens. If you're anything like I used to be, you wake up and you think, man, I'm gonna crush it today. I mean, this is the day that I'm going to crush it. I'm going to be productive. I'm going to get, you know, all these things done on my list, and this is the day. And then, you know, if you're like me, you know, you drive your kids to work and you come home and then you get online and then you, oh, got to grab breakfast. And let me tell you, something about working from home. By the way, I haven't forgot the Thomas Tadlock most views video story, but you got to hold on a second because I'm on a roll right now with this other thing. Something about working from home. It's great. Don't make no mistake. Working from home, having a home office, a place that you can just not have to commute and get stuck in stupid traffic. It's awesome. It's got its downside. Those of you that work from home, you know. The refrigerator always calls your name, you know, especially if you go work out in the morning. Your stomach's always growling. Oh, boy, I need some more. Oh, yeah, I'll just bring a computer over to the counter in the island there, and I'll just look at some videos or look read a blog while I make my dinner or lunch or breakfast, whatever it is. Make food. The remote, you know, those of you that watch TV, I'm not a big TV guy during the day because, quite honestly, there's nothing on. But, you know, that's not too far away. Doesn't take much to just click that on button, watch a little bit of TV. Oh, boy, you know what I could use right now? I've been online now for about 20 minutes doing some work. I'm going to go on a coffee run. Hey, honey, need anything? Cream sugar? Yeah, okay, cool. I'll be back. All right. Next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning and you got a little bit of that lethargic working on you and you haven't really done a damn thing. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean. And then your kids come home. If you got kids like I do, you're sweating bullets trying to get everything done. It is 3:25 p.m. when all hell breaks loose in the Crowley house, just so you know. All right. All the girls bust through the door. 13-year-old goes up to her room and she's like dying of withdrawal, Instagram withdrawal. Because that's what all her friends are on Instagram. So she's upstairs with her iPhone. She's allowed to be on that before homework's got to get done and all that stuff. Other two get right on TV, watch television, or they go to the basement and just release, you know, 6-7 hours of pent-up whatever's going on there, you know, being in a classroom. Those two are only a year apart, 8 and 9 years old. And that's my house. I mean, it's the Cincinnati Zoo at my house at 3:25. So I don't do anything after 3:25 p.m., okay, Eastern time. So that's the downside of working from home. That's just my editorial comment on, you know, everybody thinks it's great to work from home. And it is. Like, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Nothing. There's nothing. No place. I've had a remote office. It was cool for a while, but I said, to hell with that. I'm not spending $500 a month on an office. I just build one out in my basement. It's 1,300 square feet. Got a video studio, an audio studio. You know, the kids got their play area. Hell, I got a ping pong table on the other side. If anybody ever wants to come over and play a game of ping pong, we got it all. So why, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there's a lot of distractions though. And a lot of things pulling you in different directions. So Thomas tells me the video that got the most views on YouTube, this is what I was laughing so hard about, was how to drink a gallon of water. Seriously. It's like a 1 minute video. And it talks about, you know what, while I'm talking here, I'm going to find the exact, I'm going on YouTube and I'm going to get on his channel while I'm talking right now. And I'm going to tell you what the name, it was how to drink a gallon of water, but it was so, I just want to know how many views. Because another thing is you can't be afraid to get feedback and put yourself out there. I was like, dude, you must have got blasted. Because I know some of the people on YouTube, man, they're just not nice. Okay. They're just literally, I think there's people on YouTube that are really on there as nothing more than just professional snipers. And they're going to, you know, they're just on there to take shots at you 24/7. Oh, look how stupid he is. Oh my God. Look at that. So anyway, if I find it on here while I'm doing the show, I don't want to get distracted too much from this, but man, oh man, it was a riot. How to drink a glass of water. That was one of his first ones. And he gets blown up on YouTube, like with comments, like some of them, like I can't even say them on here because, you know, they're not very nice, but some of them like F you and F this and, you know, all this other stuff. You're a loser. And he just, you know what? He takes it with a grain of salt. He's actually got a great attitude about it. Here it is. 1,000,000. I found it. 1,063,608 views on YouTube, and it is tip number 5 in a series that he has titled How to Drink Enough Water to lose weight. That's the name of the video. How to drink enough water to lose weight. And it's literally, the length of the video is 56 seconds, and he just talks about how you need to drink water. That's it. 1 million views, and he's got, how many comments has he got here? I'm looking. Almost 2,000. He's got 1,985 comments on a video titled How to Drink Enough Water to Lose Weight. And he gets blown up on some of these comments, man. It is hilarious. So, oh God, it's just too funny. Anyway, guys, how would you like to have 1 million views of your video? And I'm sure I'm sure before you heard that, today's podcast, you were thinking like, boy, if you even know anything about YouTube, you know, maybe you don't. And that's okay right now. It's not okay not to know what YouTube is. If you plan to do any marketing on the internet whatsoever, YouTube needs to be a critical part of your marketing plan. I mean, it has to be in your top three, okay? Blogging, podcasting, videos, okay? I'm a big podcasting fan. Others wouldn't include that in their arsenal, but I'm telling you to do that. But if you don't know what YouTube is, again, not having the time, that's just no excuse. But if you did know about it, about YouTube marketing, I bet you thought you would never be able to get 1 million views. And he didn't promote that video at all. It's all organic. I mean, from what he told me, it's not like he mailed this bit. He didn't have a big list, hardly no list, you know? And it's not like he had this huge following. He's like, hey, everybody, I put a video on how to lose weight drinking enough water every single day. Anyway, man, that was good. That was good to laugh. It felt good to laugh. Doesn't it feel good to laugh, you know? Doesn't it just feel good to laugh? I should create a podcast and just laugh for 20 minutes straight. Would you subscribe to that? I'm kind of curious. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Would you subscribe to my new podcast if it was just laughing? Every day is laughing. So here's the point of today's show. Don't complain about there being enough time. Because somebody like me is just going to come out. They're just going to call you out. Say, hey, you're just not making it a priority. Make it a priority. You know, make it 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon, preferably at lunch. So if you brown bag your lunch at work like I used to do, just watch videos and learn and learn and learn. Learners are earners. Inside the word learn is earn. Understand. And then 1 hour again in the evening when you have some time. After 30 days, that's 90 hours of knowledge you're going to have in your mind. What are you going to be able to do with that? A lot. Quite honestly, a lot. You can get yourself going, but don't ever say, I don't have the time. It's such a lame excuse. No successful person is going to listen to that. We all get 168 hours in a week. How you choose to use those, you're just saying simply my dream is not a priority, and I'm telling you to make your dream a priority starting right now. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.